I didn't mess around this week, so buckle up and open your ears and open your heart, because Uncle Bear is about to change your life. Welcome to Security Today, brought to you by Sprinter Business Solutions. Sprinter has a passion for technology, and with the calling card of the cleanest work environments in the low-voltage industry, Sprinter IT is a robust leader in the technology sector. They lead in managed services, datacom, and security, so check them out at SprinterIT.com and at SprinterDatacom on Instagram. And please note that they work nationally with all in-house W-2s, which means that standards are high, but smiles are higher. I'm your host, the most urgent uncle in security, Uncle Bear. That's right, Uncle B-A-E-R underscore on Instagram and Twitter, and at Security Today Podcast on Instagram. So give me a like, give me a follow, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Now listen, I was told at the beginning of this year by my business development manager, Trevor Klein, shout out to you, Trev, that while content is king, consistency is queen, and we all know who runs the kingdom. So I'm proud to say that we haven't missed a Wednesday yet, knock on wood, but we're back, and I couldn't be happier with the interactions I've been receiving from this podcast. I feel like every week I get up here, I actually get to announce something new, and that's the way it's got to be if you're going to build an empire to take over the world. I mean, not that I would know, I'm just saying. With that, I want you to know that there is a super special something in the works right now. And just saying that, I can literally actually think of three things that I'm working on right now. But two of them will have to wait and stay in the shadows for the right time. But I do have one, and I wanted to bring it to you this week, that I am working on a new segment for the podcast. That's right. I feel I can announce it because I actually have two interviews lined up and three in the idea hopper. So this segment will be called The Security Dojo, and it will be a tech segment that will highlight technology within our industry. This will come in two flavors, and I'm hoping both at the same time for every product that we look into, but one of them will be an interview-style conversation with a manufacturer of that security technology. The conversations will not be sales pitches, because you know damn well that Bear wouldn't let that podcast be turned into a stupid hour-long commercial. I've sat through plenty of those on Thursday mornings with donuts and a Diet Coke at SES. No thanks. But it will take the brightest minds behind tech that is only Bear approved, sorry, not sorry, China, and interview them around their experience with it and revolve around the topics that their tech is solving and addressing within our industry. Now, alongside that, there will also be technology reviews from the Security Today studio, which sounds super official, but it's literally just my at-home office that's covered in random cameras and patch cables, a flipper zero and a half-eaten sandwich. But of the products themselves, I will be reviewing the technology behind it. So you'll get to see it in my hands. You'll get to see the ins and outs of it. Hopefully, maybe even we get to take it apart, et cetera, et cetera. Now, as a quick synopsis, because I've written this podcast and we're already way over for news and highlights, this is going to be a longer one, but it's worth it. This podcast is about bringing value to you, the listener. Except I actually mean it, okay? I feel like every podcast says that, but like real value, not like some cheap podcast that is a passion project. And though droll to listen to, they do have a good tidbit every couple episodes. No, I'm talking every single episode brings you something that you can either ponder on and implement, or you can use the information to build something, or you can use it to do something like write meow in today's work. Now, with Bid to Bank, you get to see how others do it, and you can pull out tiny peaches and nuggets, right, that'll make your business better literally tomorrow. And with the room where it happens, you can listen to industry leaders and think alongside of them as they ruminate with where the security industry is going. And then with news and highlights, you get up-to-date actual things that are happening within the security industry and some phenomenal education, which you'll see later. And then with this new segment, Security Dojo,
You'll get to hear and see the tech that is shaping our industry. Oh, and with Black Picket Fence at blackpicketfenceonline.com, which is the educational arm of Security Today, you get to learn and grow within your knowledge base so that you can make more money and make the world safer. So how else can I tell you that this is for you? And yes, primarily, it's also for me because I actually learn a ton at the forefront of this, and I'm building an empire, but it's primarily for you. So with all of that said, let's get into it. We're going to talk about what we're going to talk about. I'm going to bark at you about a pitfall in our culture and the dangers that come along with it, and you're going to listen. Also, Salto looks to achieve God mode. And this week, I'm going to address a security theory concept that is a prevalent thing within our industry, coming from the client to the integrator, called the urgency of incident. But first, we give a shout out. That's right. Every single week on the News and Highlights podcast, we give a shout out to somebody on Instagram, a handle that is holding it down, if you will. And this week, I'm actually going to shout out my community membership that I literally shout out at the end of every podcast, but I feel like not a ton of people make it there. Maybe you do, maybe don't. But I want to shout out at Tech Knowledge Worldwide. That's right, at TeknowelDgeWW. And I just want to say, look, I'm proud of this episode, okay? And you'll see why in a second. But I knew that I couldn't come hitting this hard on this episode without a hard shout out. So I have to shout out Tech Knowledge Worldwide as they are having their 2024 Tech Fest Education and Vendor Conference, which here in a couple of weeks, hopefully we have some sort of interview with the leadership over there on exactly what's going to be holding it down this year. But it'll be in Nashville, Tennessee from May 2nd to May 3rd. And it is just the tip of the iceberg for this group. You want to be a vendor there? DM them on Instagram or check them out on LinkedIn. And also they run Instagram lives and podcasts where they touch on different technology aspects. And I'm telling you right now, last week, Mick from Trican Security, Jeff Day from Better Days Tech, and Frankie Salyer from Cicada Systems. Those are all the ats, baby. At Trican Security, at Better Days Tech, at Cicada Systems, all on Instagram, got together. They chopped it up over security within the cannabis industry, where they all happen to dabble and work. First, let me say I'm biased, okay? I'm as biased as they get with those three, because those three dudes are literally my heroes in the industry. But they also work boots on the ground and are all members of Tech Knowledge Worldwide. And these are the type of members you're going to find within the community. So if you're a vendor and you want to get out to that Tech Fest, I would DM them, because they are drawing in some of the best technicians and integrators throughout the industry. You want them using your products? You better be there, boy. So check them out. That's a quadruple shout out, quad shot, homies, for you, my coffee heads out there. And send them all a little coffee cup emoji, would you? Just with the word quad shot, and they'll know. They'll know, right? Let's get into the chit chat. Salto Systems, iconic for excellent hardware, cutting edge technology, and really being the MVP when it comes to data on card technology. Well, they can't stop, won't stop when pushing forward into the future, and they're finding ways to change and adapt, or maybe a little bit confused. They were thrilled to announce a substantial transformation aimed at adapting to the dynamic landscape and positioning the company for sustained success. I don't know what any of that means, but they like to say it. This transformative journey is marked by the unveiling of the new corporate identity, Salto Wecosystem. That's Wecosystem, which, how has that not been used yet? Good on Salto for grabbing that. Why has no one created a Wecosystem? That's genius. Oh, also, it points to the house of Salto. This strategic shift embraces a holistic approach and underscores the company's unwavering commitment to innovation, integration, diverse brands, companies, and cutting edge technologies, which they really actually do very well at. Beneath the Salto Wecosystem umbrella, there are three distinct core brands that have been established, each with a unique focus and strength. They have Gantner, Salto and Veneta, Venetia, I don't know. These brands are set to play integral roles in contributing to the overall success and growth of the organization while retaining their individual identities. Now, this is big news to say the least, and the leadership at the top of the company is pressing into what identity management and access needs to be pressing into from an industry perspective. We are living in a world of integrations, people, and with giants like this, to diversify in a healthy way and allow their systems to be built in tandem across several integrations, well, we win as the integrator with that. And I'll be 100% candid, okay? The sweet drink has a salty rim in my region. It's been a little bit of a bumpy ride from an internal to integrator relationship, but it's a refreshing cold beverage on a hot day to see them making this pivot and moving forward and advancing. Now, Gantner, one of the core brands, specializes in crafting reliable and intelligent solutions for identification, access control, cashless payment, and locker systems. Their offerings automate and digitize business processes and maximize organizational efficiency and security. Salto, as you all know, another core brand, that's the brand we all grew up in this data on card. They're at the forefront of developing pioneering technology for facilities, access, identity management, electrical locking, that sort of thing. Vintia. The third core brand, it's Vintia, focuses on creating scalable and comprehensible solutions for the leisure and attractions industry. So their expertise lies in ticketing, booking, management, payment solutions designed to enhance operational efficiency in facilities, their security and their revenue by optimizing customer experiences. So they're really taking a very broad approach. Now, they got the data, they got the girth, they got the money to do it. And with stuff like that, harnessing the power to blend these ecosystems into the mothership of the WECO system will, I think, be quite the offering for larger and larger facilities and campuses. Now, the offices, the stadiums, the hotels, the parks, they're getting big enough that they're blending into one another, and it will take a catalyst like Salto WECO system to pull it off. So I'm glad to see it. We'll see how it goes. Let's get on to the product highlight. I want to alert you to a product that everyone needs to know about. Listen, social media came too fast and too hot, and we're just realizing that we really should of let it cool off before we chugged it, and now we're coming into the hospital with third-degree burns to our face and can't talk, and we're trying to discern why we're in so much pain. That's pretty much our experience as humans with social media. Social media is no joke, and I want you to know that when it comes to children, in kind words, it's really fucking them over in near irreparable ways. From body dissatisfaction, eating disorders, and low self-esteem. And according to the CDC, the suicide rates for male teens increased 31% between 2007 and 2015. And female teen suicide rates hit a 40-year high in 2015. So over the past decade, the rate of teen suicide has risen dramatically. And at the same time, social media use has also risen among teens. The first factor that has caused an increase in suicide prevalence rates among teens on social media is simply overuse. A 10-year longitudinal study at BYU discovered that teenage girls who spent 2 to 3 hours, that's not much if you look at your iPhone time usage, on social media at age 13 were at a higher risk of suicide or risk for suicide as young adults. Now, I take an extreme slant and say that social media in any capacity, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitch, for Christ's sake, TikTok, and more, shouldn't touch young people's lives until they can literally drive, like 15 or 16. That would be my stance. But that's not attainable across the board because most parents' heads are so far up their butts when it comes to technology that there is a massive learning gap that is fueling the unfettered access that youth has to today's technology and social interaction online. So with that being said, and I hold to an even harsher rant in my head, I also push the pledge of wait till 8th. You can read more and take the pledge at waituntil8th.com. if you have kids, there's no excuse. This should be on your mind. You should be thinking about this. You should be taking steps to mitigate it. And I understand when it comes to parenting, when it comes to life routine and life expectations, the beliefs are wide as the earth, right? But this right here is a non-negotiable. Boys and girls are pulling a trigger to end their life because of content exposure, and that is facts. So with that, the product highlight is actually Bark.us. Bark is a comprehensive parental control platform designed to enhance online safety for children. The system employs robust content monitoring, scanning texts, emails, YouTube, and over 30 apps and social media platforms for potential issues like cyberbullying, sexual content, and threats of violence. Now, parents receive alerts via email, text, and push notification when Bark's algorithms start detecting concerning activities, allowing them to intervene and ensure that the child and their well-being is okay. So additionally, Bark offers features like screen time management for that overuse category, right? Enabling families to set healthy usage limits and block access to specific websites, including streaming, gaming, and adult content. The platform also includes a location tracking tool, providing real-time maps, check-ins, and alerts for parents to stay informed about their children's whereabouts. And overall, Bark serves as a comprehensive solution for parents seeking to navigate and enhance their child's online experience. With the Bark phone, actually, they have a fully integrated phone that you can purchase. Looks just like an iPhone. The Bark phone for kids offers a highly customizable and secure communication solution tailored for children with text and social media monitoring integrated. It provides parents with peace of mind by ensuring and setting rules for apps, web browsers, and social media to remain tamper-proof, and this kid-friendly phone automatically scans texts, emails, social media, and apps for potential concerns, sending alerts to parents. Now, as children grow, the Bark phone allows for customization, permitting parents to adjust features accordingly. So plans just start as easy as $39 a month, including unlimited talk and text, advanced content monitoring, tamper-proof parental controls, GPS-powered location tracking, and much more. So with options catering to both younger and older kids, the Bark phone provides a comprehensive and customizable solution for parents seeking a safer digital experience for their children. This needs to be something that you are using, you know about, and are suggesting, or you are telling people about when the topic comes up. It's time that we start to reel the online presence back a bit. And stop kids from killing themselves, okay? So I felt that this needed to be said. On to the meat. Now, when the product highlight is the meat, that was a tad heavy. Let's go with something less heavy, but still heavy, maybe more pleasing to talk about, called the urgency of incident. Now, this is a concept that I've been mulling over for a year or so. And I wanted to bring it to your attention and then talk about a couple ways to solve it. Now, listen, the urgency of incident is simple, and many of us know it firsthand. It is when a security event has taken place and then scared the shit out of staff and administration. And now they're calling you at 8:01 the next day to see when you can come out and see their site. Now, that's a dramatization of the concept, though it can happen just that way, but it can also happen in much more subtle ways. There's a myriad of ways that the lack of security control can be realized and exploited out in the field, causing them to enter into the urgency of incident and call you, the integrator or the technician, to come fix the problem. A couple of mock examples might look like this. Let's say that the company had some copper pipe out back that got nabbed last night at some point, and they don't have a security camera back there in that corner. Or a small manufacturing plant let Fred go last week, and he never mailed in his ID badge, and they really aren't sure if at any point Fred returned in the week that he's been fired. Or let's say a drugged up bum fell into the lobby of the dentist office yesterday, yelled at the receptionist, and had to be escorted back out to the street where the cops didn't show up for 15 minutes. So now they would like a panic button and a camera in the front lobby and a little bit of reassurance. That is a good play on security as a mindset, but that's a different podcast. The large chain or retail outlet might have seen their competitor get blasted that last weekend in a coordinated smash and grab, and now they're looking for something to sort of lock down or a quick deterrent for their stores. Or maybe a security manager just spent 6 hours looking for an event last Saturday, and it turned up that the event wasn't actually a problem at all. Whatever the way it presents itself, it's a hard factor to overcome. Oftentimes, when we are looking for business or prospecting potential clients or avenues of revenue, we are on the left side of the event and thus actually two steps away from the urgency of incident. Now, there's 2 points that I want to address when we're talking around this topic. The first is how to make the sale before the event to avoid altogether the urgency of incident. And the second is how to appropriately handle your client when they are within that state. So coming from a pre-event approach to customers and clients, it's difficult to balance the conversation and not just fall into the side of doom and gloom and use scary tactics to sell security equipment. Now, a lot of integrators do this and they lean on it, and it's usually in their forward-facing marketing tactics, like a burglar breaking in the back door and being like, "Do you know who's in your home?" But that's kind of unprofessional and a little distasteful. And because you're listening to this podcast, you're clearly not the people doing this. Just let that hang for a moment. And one of the ways that we can approach customers and clients is by addressing the value within their company instead of what bad could happen. So showing true interest in the assets within their company that help drive their business and ultimately put food on their tables for their families. It takes a bit of patience and skill to sort this out, and sometimes multiple conversations, which is another thing. If you're going to want to be the best in the field, then you're going to have to understand that the customer relationship is really what you're trying to win. The money to follow is just a symptom of what you're actually building on the front end. Building that relationship means highlighting what is important to the customer and then introducing how, because of the value of those things, it would be wise to build a system around them to protect, mitigate, and deter those things from incurring damage or loss. You can really begin to build your portfolio of products around this as well to help aid in the conversations. It's why I push heavy that you should be narrowing down your product offering every single time you're introduced to something new, and you should be looking for new things. So have one or two of those things for every facet and know them really freaking well. And that way, when you're in those conversations with clients and customers, these products are already at the forefront of your mind. They're to roll off the tip of your tongue. For instance, let me highlight a company that I've actually talked about before on this podcast last fall, and I actually met this week to see what they were talking about. And let me tell you about them a little bit. So AI-RGUS, they dropped the I, it's pronounced Argus, is an AI software plug and play platform that you actually hitch to like your NVR wagon or your cloud NVR wagon. Now, it's designed by a Duke University PhD in artificial intelligence. And this software only solution provides critical alerts like current statuses and historical information about your camera devices across manufacturers, across clients, in a concise and standard format. They say that 50% of cameras every year have a view problem, meaning that the lens is dirty, there's a tree in the way, condensation's in the dome, the feed is out, right? The recording or storage malfunctioned, et cetera, when it comes to freaking cameras. So you attach this thing to your cloud NVR, NVRs, right? And then when there's a problem with a feed, it actually gives you a report, like, is it blurry? Is there, you know, something obstructing it? And then when your client spends tens of thousands of dollars on their camera system, it would only make sense that they would be like, oh yeah, for a couple more bucks a month per camera, attach a tool to keep it sharp so that when that thug beats the shit out of Bill at his car in the parking lot and they went to pull the footage of their $40,000 camera system they put in February, they now see that it's May and there's beautiful buds of a pink weeping cherry they planted out front instead of any recognizable evidence with Bill laying in the parking lot that they're going to immediately enter into the urgency of incident. But that doesn't help Bill. So maybe he'll go to judo after this. But all of that to say, you are pitching that $40,000 systems on the front end you're adding that highlight of a pain point and providing a solution like ARGUS that can really work them into a place where the urgency of incident never takes place. Because the urgency of incident and the security event are two separate things, meaning that the security event can happen, right? And then the urgency of incident could not happen because they were prepared. Because the urgency of incident is not reliant on the incident. So a security incident can take place, right? There's no urgency on the back end of it to remediate any problems because they had the security controls in place to handle it, handle the event to begin with. They were already prepared to mitigate damages, and they worked within a culture that knew that this was coming because it's not about if, it's about when. So let's talk about handling your customer who didn't do that and they're in the urgency of incident and what is appropriate. How is it appropriate to handle them? It's more likely than not, if a company is going to arrive in this state, then that is the place where you actually enter, right? It's important to handle these moments appropriately for the sake of, well, humanity. You need to be the better tech, which means you need to be the better human, which means taking care of humans. And don't get me into a rant of your responsibility as a security integrator. If you're here to make a reoccurring buck and build your retirement, which you won't take because of the workaholic culture within entrepreneurship and the industry in general, then you're in the wrong profession. Go sell vacuums. No offense to anybody who listening that's associated with selling vacuums. I'm just saying it sounds like it sucks. I digress. But when your client or customer is in this state, you are the cool head, okay? You're the one who's going to come in and give them what they need, no less, no more, to mitigate the problem at hand. It is common that a customer who is living in the urgency of incident will have an open checkbook, and what you give them, they will put on the building. So you could sell them Fort Knox. So a couple of things that you need to keep in mind in this conversation is you, in your calmness, need to address the security control surrounding the incident. Did the incident need BERG? Did it need access control? Did it need an investigative tool like CCTV or a log report? Find the specific control surrounding the issue and only quote that first. Next, you need to still use this feeling of urgency. See, they should have felt this way when they opened the building, but they didn't, and now there's an incident. So they should have thought of Bill's whooped ass before Bill had to take one for the team. So what you can do now is use the urgency, not to sell them the ship and the manifest, right? But and not to reprimand them or redirect them. Cause them to consider what other security controls need to be implemented. Maybe with offering a free on-site security survey to show favor that you are only quoting what addresses their current problem, and under cooler heads, you can look at the rest of the situation. Finally, I would encourage you, you should be encouraging them to build something like a business continuity plan or a disaster recovery plan. If you don't know what those are, that's okay. That's why you're freaking here. A business continuity plan, or BCP, is a strategic framework designed to ensure an organization's essential functions can continue or resume promptly in the face of various disruptions, right? So maybe it's not Bill getting beat up in the parking lot, but maybe the entire manufacturing floor flooded. Well, they have a business continuity plan for that. Or maybe it is one of their employees got hurt or injured or killed. They have a business continuity plan that addresses that. This plan outlines procedures, resources, responsibilities to sustain critical operations during unexpected events, such as natural disasters, cybersecurity incidences, and a myriad of other crises. And then a disaster recovery plan is actually a little outside of physical scope, but it's focused on the subset of business continuity in that it addresses the recovery of the IT systems and the data after a disruptive event. The disaster recovery plan outlines measures to restore and access data, applications, and infrastructure swiftly, minimizing data loss and ensuring business operations can resume, because we kind of all need the internet and the network to resume anymore. So more than likely, there's security controls that you need to implement and that you are going to suggest in your free site survey are going to live on that network. And that needs to be considered moving forward in the attempt to avoid the urgency of incident. So takeaways here for you as the person who is going to act as your customer's ally are: Know your portfolio of products so that you can better assist before events and incidents to avoid the oop shit. And I said oop because I'm in the Midwest. Don't product bloat the customer just because they're in fight or flight mode with an incident on their hands. They have enough to worry about. And finally, take consideration if the customer is experiencing the urgency of incident, because like I said, it doesn't always come with Bill's bloody nose. It may be a pain point that had them slightly worried and can even be a near miss of an event. You have to be ready for those and you have to address them appropriately. Ha! You're welcome, man. That was a good one. That's it for security today. A bit long, but it is all for you cool cats. So remember, this podcast is brought to you by Sprinter Business Solutions at SprinterDataCom on Instagram and at SprinterIT.com. Check them out for any Datacom security needs that you need done nationally or locally to the Wisconsin or tri-state area. And you might even get a chance to work with yours truly. DM me at UncleBAER_ with your thoughts, your stories, your resources on Instagram. If you have tried any of these products mentioned or have information on them, like the Bark phone or any other time that I have a product highlight, I love to know that people are using this stuff. So please reach out and just start a conversation. It doesn't have to be long. I just want to know what you're doing. This podcast is driven by interactions with fantastic technicians such as yourself. Don't forget to follow at Tech Knowledge Worldwide, TEKNOWLEDGEWW on Instagram, along with at Better Days Tech, at Cicada Systems, and at Trican Security. You all can spell that, I hope. And also go follow and pour into the resources at black.picket.fence on Instagram and at blackpicketfenceonline.com. Keep killing it. We'll see you next week. And I love you all. Bye-bye.